Good to be back with you here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. We continue our series on healthcare trends and behaviors among the millennial generation. And of course, by that, we mean those born between 1980 and 1997, or age 18 to 35. The young invincibles, as they're known. The Transamerica Center for Health Studies has completed and published the results of a study of over 1,000 millennials across the country titled Young Adults Healthcare Reality. Hector De La Torre, who is, of course, the executive director of the Transamerica Center for Health Studies, is here to help us understand some insights from that. Hector, let's start with the current number of millennials that remain uninsured is really quite shocking, given not only the requirement to actually have healthcare, but still many aren't doing anything.
Yeah, our survey found that the percentage of uninsured millennials has steadily declined from a high of 23% in 2013 to a low of 11% today, which is an impressive achievement. It's been cut in half. But 13% of millennials report paying the tax penalty for not having health coverage. So they are making a conscious decision to pay the tax penalty.
So is it the tax penalty proves cheaper than the premiums and the
yes,
co-pays and all of that?
They're making a calculation. But in many cases, they're not really aware of what the true cost is of health insurance. Many of them could qualify for subsidies in the state exchanges, and they don't know that. They're looking at the sticker price, and that scares them off. Our survey also found that of those that are currently uninsured, 37% have never had health insurance,
wow,
which is a significant number for this younger group. 52% of uninsured millennials have been uninsured for over 2 years. This is a continuation.
That's a shocking number. Yeah.
Yes. 60% of uninsured millennials are women, which is surprising. Usually women take better care of their health than men, but here they're doing it without insurance. 67% are aged 18 to 27. This is the younger cohort within the millennials. Two-thirds of those younger millennials. 57% have a high school or less level of education, and 21% are currently enrolled in college. And finally, 68% are unemployed. This is a tough group to try to get covered going forward.
Well, that's where I was headed. So it seems to me that that could be the underlying reason. They've got to actually do something. They've got to go out. They've got to shop on the exchanges for healthcare coverage. Try to figure it all out, put it together, and get it that way versus being provided through their employer.
Well, if their income is that low, they would qualify for Medicaid or they would qualify for subsidies on the exchange. So again, it's a question of being informed of what's out there. If these are the situations they're in, there are health coverage products out there for them that they are not aware of or not taking advantage of.
Now, I know the study also looked at the disparities along racial lines.
Yeah. Consistent with our general population survey results, we found that African Americans at 15% and Latino millennials at 17% were the most uninsured of that group. Interestingly, very few Asian Pacific Islander millennials are uninsured at 3%. So they are way below the national average. But again, something needs to be done that focuses on the racial groups that I mentioned.
So, Hector, it really comes down to the fact that not enough millennials know what their options are, know how to access healthcare coverage.
Certainly among this younger group, 55% say they are not at all or not very informed about their options, and that's why they're not doing it.
Well, so put out the word, go to healthcare.gov or go to the transamericainstitute.org, transamericainstitute.org, and there are abundant resources so that, in fact, you can get coverage as you're required to. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.